I'm going to say hello now to Lucia Atencia Fernandez. She is from Galicia in Spain. I hope I'm pronouncing all of this correctly because this is an expert in languages. She came to Ireland 20 years ago, Lucia, is that correct? And yes. You speak many languages, among them Irish. You're a fluent Irish speaker.
Yes. Yes.
So where in Ireland are you living?
I'm living in Connemara.
Ah, beautiful. And there's that's an Irish, even if you can speak Irish, some people struggle even with Connemara Irish at the best of times. But how did you come to live in Ireland all those years ago?
Well, I had just finished my studies in university and I wanted kind of a bit of adventure, you know. I wanted new experiences and I love the idea of learning a new language or new languages in this case, because I learned both. And you know, to be immersed in the language, and I think it's very a very rich experience, you know, to go by yourself as a young person to another country, to make your life there, to learn another language and to do everything through the language. I think it's brilliant. It's the best way, I think, to learn a language.
Wow, and your accent is still beautifully from that part of Spain, even after 20 years in Connemara.
Yes, and I like that. Actually, in Irish people tell me that I don't sound like a foreigner. I don't know. It's probably the "h" sound, you know, that we have in Spanish and Galician as well. So
you're addicted to learning new languages, aren't you?
A bit, yeah.
And you love them. You love like. So, what is it about Connemara and the language over there that really attracted you to settle your life and create your life there and your family?
Well, you know, I lived in Sigeltoft, and I came to Connemara because my husband lived here already, and he was doing the same. You know, he's German.
Yeah, he's German, okay, and he was already in Connemara.
So I wanted to live in Egeltoft, you know. So yes. I came here, and you know, I love this Egeltoft because Irish is very strong here, and people are very proud of the language.
Yes,
and you know, you speak Irish all the time. I mean, our children learn from the community, for example, you know, like if we didn't do anything, they would still be fluent in Irish. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's everywhere. It's in the pharmacy and the doctor. And like you go anywhere and everybody speaks to you in Irish, in the shops, everywhere.
It's how you live.
It's brilliant. It's brilliant. It's like a different country, you know. People don't realize, but you can actually do everything in your life here through Irish.
I mean, it's a wonderful thing that's been kept going and kept as a tradition there. And now it's not really there was an effort at one point, wasn't there, because the language was disappearing. Now it's just kind of happening naturally, which is the best.
Yes,
the best
and
result.
The idea is that, you know, that it expands to that it spreads to other areas as well. And it strengthens, you know, because it is possible to do that. And it's done in other, you know, in other regions where they have minority languages. So it's just a matter of commitment, personal commitment, you know, with the language, with the future of the language, you know, and of the country. It's, you know, in my case, it's my own personal contribution to the language, to have learned it and, you know, to speak it.
When you're at Cainteas Gaeilge over in Connemara, are you? I'm curious to know, are you speaking Irish in your lovely accent that we're hearing now in English?
Yes.
Really? This is my kind of polite way of saying, can you give us an example of your Irish in a beautiful Spanish gloss?
Nile segon cabecero lo marolat, marxing tobernach, venin anglo rodia ro marhampla fui encantar, to encantar go holen, I guess. Is bralom nadina timpel winter nahota, I guess. Is bralum and dulra hogar doing, I guess. Is bralum of a, you know, a gen of Rodi temple, a turmol anigo de an escol, o tu, I guess, to say got a glaca porta in a corti.
Wow. And
show people. So
there are people melting, absolutely galling. There are people melting around the country.
Is Bralum our only extension of format, you know?
Yeah, because the Spanish Armada never went home. that sounds amazing. That's a new Connemara accent that should catch on. Tell us about the other accents very quickly then, because obviously you're fluent in English and Irish and your native Spanish. And also there's a Galician accent, is there? Is that how you say that?
Yes.
Sorry, language, I mean.
Yes.
You speak German as well?
Yes. I mean, you know, I could say I have 7 languages, but fluent only 4, you know. Yeah. And like English, Irish, Galician, Spanish. Galician is a minority language in my region.
Yeah.
And that gave me a lot of understanding of minority course. Languages and love for, you know, for minority languages as well. And then I'm German because my husband is from Germany. And actually, this is my objective this year, to be fluent. You know, I can have a conversation, but I don't like to just learn a bit of, yeah. of languages. I like that too, but
you like
I also
to dive
like
right
to be
in.
Fluent. Yes, because it's a different dimension, you know, when you're fluent. And I have Portuguese, and you know, I'm not fluent either, but I can speak, you know.
Of course.
And Swahili as well. I was able to speak years ago, but
Swahili,
you know,
as well.
I've kind of given up a bit. But I love Swahili too, you know.
Lucia, it's
like the English of Africa.
Yes, know? It's gorgeous. And we could talk to you all day with your beautiful accent, but I just want to finish because you're a great fan of Is Féidir Linn, the app for learning yes. Irish. How do we, very quickly, how do we find that? It's gaelvreachtach, is it, .ie?
Yes.
But Is Féidir Linn, you'll find that, Is Féidir Linn, the app to learn Irish, basically, up to yes. the standard that we've just heard. And hopefully you're on there.
And Is Féidir Linn is brilliant because it was created actually.
I'd love to talk more. We have to go to a break. I'm Tá Brónarum, our fad. Okay. Agus slán a bhaile, slán.